So I decided that I want to gain 30 kgs in 4 months. Mm-hmm. 30 felt like a challenge. Like, mm-hmm. okay, now I feel like I'm working towards something. Mm-hmm. Started at 80, then I went all the way to 105.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I decided, let me put myself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something that I'm missing.
Already my mind mm-hmm. is racing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, my name is Nozibele Kamgana Mayaba. Welcome to Don't Hold Back, where we say it loud. This is a podcast in collaboration with DW, Jacaranda FM, and East Coast Radio. Now, let me tell you something. The other day, I was posting my journey in losing weight. I'm always on a fitness journey, but that's not the point. Anyway, I'm sharing my journey that I've lost 2 kilos, in the space of 2 weeks. I'm so proud of myself. Then someone comments and says, oh no, you can't be 75 kilos. That means you weigh similar to me. And there's no way because you look bigger than me. I was like, yay, listen to me. Don't you know bone density? Don't you understand that concept? But anyway, it's okay. It inspired this whole episode to talk about health. What does it look like? What is it supposed to look like? And my guest today, there's no one that stresses me out on Instagram than him. He purposely gained about 30 kilos in a space of 4 months with the intention of losing it all in front of us. I mean, okay, we need to get into it. Why would you do that to yourself? He is a fitness coach. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Kopano Makele.
Thank you for the invite. I'm glad to be here.
can you see already?
Even though I've caused so much trauma, thank you for inviting me.
I was introduced to you probably about three months ago.
Okay, so early.
3 months ago, I was like, oh, you know, another fitness coach online trying to make us lose weight. Yeah. And yeah, let's go. Mm. Hey, it started going down the way when I saw you. Hey, he's purposely, gaining weight, 30 kilos, becoming his daughter.
Exactly.
We're going to get into the why. We're going to get into it. But first things first, a tradition on the show is for you to bring a snack that we can share later on. Okay. What did you bring without telling me the story behind it?
So I've got two of my favorite drinks. One of them is I'm a full-on addicted to it. Another one is, I know it's going to help me in this new journey that I've adopted.
Okay.
Becoming a scorer, becoming healthier and fitter. So these are my go-to drinks and I will share my story a bit later.
A bottle of water and a bottle of fizzy drink.
Yes.
I'm going to have a sip of the fizzy drink because we're local. A shot of the fizzy drink. Let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to intentionally gain weight? What was the motivation behind it? What was the purpose? Like, break it down first.
So there's multiple reasons. But the biggest one, the main one that was pushing me to even consider this idea, even though it's not an original idea, quite a good number of coaches, trainers have done it in the Western countries, Australia, UK, US. I'm just the first in South Africa.
Sure.
So this idea was never mine. I just adopted it. But the main reason I did this is for my clients.
Mm.
I'm an online fitness coach. And always at a certain point, my clients will hit a plateau.
Mm.
And I know they can break that plateau. Mm. I know it's mostly mental. So instead of talking to them, right, let me talk through them. Because maybe I'm the problem.
Okay.
There's probably something that I'm missing.
Okay.
Maybe the advice that I'm giving, it's not relatable.
Oh.
Maybe I don't have the influence.
Okay.
You know, maybe they look at me like, okay, coach, but you've been perfect all your life. What do you know about weight?
Okay.
So I decided, let me put myself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something that I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I want to gain 30 kgs in 4 months. 30 because 10 felt easy.
Yeah.
I've got a big appetite.
Okay.
20 felt achievable.
Mm-hmm.
30 felt like a challenge. Like, okay, now I feel like I'm working towards something.
Sure.
So I didn't get there. I get to 25.
Still.
I started at 80. Then I went all the way to 105. In 4 months.
I promise you now, if I had to gain 20, 30 kilos, it'll take me like 3 years to lose it.
But a lot of people believe that. But I've had clients in my community, in my weight loss community, who have lost, there's one client who lost 20 kgs in 6 months.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to get you more questions,
but let me ease into it
because already my mind is racing.
Mm.
What are some of the things that you have learned now that you're in a journey of losing all that weight?
Number one, food addiction is a real thing.
Yeah.
I never thought, you know, when my clients would say, hey, coach, hey, today I struggled with cravings.
Mm.
Today I struggled with this drink, with this snack, with this sweet. Mm. Like, you're not disciplined. That's what I thought, using my trainer brain.
Mm.
And then once I'm in their shoes, I realize, hey, man, why am I craving, even though I'm not hungry,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not really hungry, but I want this food. And when I have this food, I want something else. So it becomes a loop.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's one thing that I realized. The approach to your journey should always sort of slow and small. And for some person, the first biggest step within their journey is because just be drinking water.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So start off small. And for me, it was definitely drinking more water.
Did you struggle when you were, adding on the weight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was a point I saw your video. It felt like, it looked like you were struggling to even breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. It affected everything from my health. Even right now, I've got elevated cholesterol, elevated blood pressure, and some liver damage because of the alcohol. Okay, my back is getting better. What happened? My feet were constantly sore. My knees were constantly sore. I was experiencing sleep apnea, snoring, constantly tired, brain fog. So it affected everything. And I think it affected my mental.
Mm.
At a certain point, I felt, naturally, I'm an outgoing, ambitious guy.
Yeah.
But I felt like that ambition was disappearing.
Mm.
I always ask myself, why? Mm. You know, like, why am I still doing this? Why am I still getting up?
Mm.
Why am I still even trying to do? Why am I still editing the vlogs? Why am I still trying to be positive for my clients? Because I was still taking in new clients and coaching them. So that's a very big hill to climb,
mm.
to constantly remind myself that, okay, I'm doing this for a good cause. Mm. It's not about me. I'm just the tool in this entire journey.
Yeah.
It's not about me.
No, I definitely relate when you were talking about food addiction.
Yeah.
I'm definitely one of those people where I enjoy it when, as long as my mouth moves, that's the problem. And I realize, but no, it's definitely a discipline issue.
Yes.
And it's mental as well. I just need to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes debate, you know, when you go for assessments and I'm always told, oh no, you're overweight for your height. The BMI is saying this and this and that. According to BMI, I've always been overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as a person of color,
yes.
Indo's BMI is quite relevant
for
African people.
I agree with you.
Once again, there's bone density.
Mm-hmm.
We are naturally curvy,
yes.
and have big behinds.
Mm-hmm.
So considering that cultural element, mm-hmm. that sometimes, this is not the first time obviously you're hearing this, your clients probably come with that as well. How do you in your line of work balance those cultural beliefs that sometimes we come up with,
mm-hmm.
Versus what you believe is true?
So there's a thin line between the truth and what is deemed as true. The truth is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It works in every aspect.
So I'm overweight?
No. For your situation, if you follow that category of BMI, height to weight, waist to measurements, whatever, it may not be relatable to you.
Thank you.
Okay. And just for most of our people,
mm.
okay. So with my clients, they come to me with the same thing, with the exact same concerns.
Mm.
Coach, the doctor said I've got a high BMI, this and this, this and this, this and this. And I tell them, okay, yeah, but I wouldn't use BMI as the main tracker.
Okay.
I would use your general health.
Mm-hmm.
Are you constantly tired? Are you constantly fighting food cravings?
Mm.
Your clothes. Are you happy with the clothes that you wear? The size that you wear? Those have a bigger impact compared to the number on the BMI.
Yeah.
You know? So as much as, also in social media, some people will say, but BMI says this, but when I look at maybe their profile picture, or maybe if I just ask them, okay, how's your weight loss journey?
Mm.
Tell me that I'm this height to this weight. Okay, but you don't need BMI to tell you that you're overweight.
Mm.
You know, so there's a thin line where it's the truth, but it's not really true. Or it is true, but it's not really the truth, depending on each individual.
How do you continue to encourage or actually just manage your expectations when it comes to losing weight? Now, you set your target, what? You need to lose the weight in 4 months.
Six pack by December.
For about 4 months, yes. Ne? I I from my own experience in this journey, mm-hmm. I know there's so much I can lose mm-hmm. in 4 months.
Okay.
So can I come to you and say, I'm going to lose 25 kilos in 4 months because you're doing 25 kilos in 4 months?
Yeah. Well, firstly, this is where the coaching expert comes in.
Basically, how do you manage your expectations when you can see, man, the weight is not...
Well, firstly, that's why I said this is where the coaching comes in. Before you declare your goal, okay, you need to... Do you think you can actually achieve your goal? That's number one. How do you develop that visualization? Okay. Do you see yourself 25 kgs lighter? I can. Most people can't.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
Fair. And you have to look at it from where you are right now. You have to look... Everybody makes decisions based on you're running towards the pleasure or you're running away from the pain. Okay. The pain of being overweight, the pleasure of being healthy. Mm. Most people, since they've never been healthy in a really long time, they cannot relate to being flat stomach, six-pack, being able to run. They can't relate to that because the last time they were possibly healthy was in varsity days, 10, 20 years ago. So this is when we drifted to what? The pain part. Mm. If you don't change based on your current situation, what is the worst case scenario? You're already pre-diabetic. What's going to happen if you don't change? Full-on diabetes.
Mm.
Already your knees are sore. If you don't change, arthritis. Right? So you've drifted to that part and you remind them that if you don't change, if you don't actively move forward with your habits, this is the worst case scenario. And that painful, that emotional attachment is enough to give you that drive every day. Because that motivation has to be internal, never external. Don't wait for me to say, let's go. The motivation has to come from you inside.
Oh, no, no. You've sparked the motivation in me. I'm about to do a 5 kilos after this recording, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So in our days, there's so many options that are available, right? You know, losing weight in 4 months or going for a cosmetic surgery.
Of course.
You know, which one is... Others deem that as a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
As a fitness, you know, coach...
Mm-hmm.
The effectiveness of these cosmetic surgeries and also just the safety of them all. Mm. What's your take on those?
If you have a very specific goal, I want to lose my belly, then the only option is to go through that route.
Okay.
Because natural weight loss, your body will lose weight where it wants to lose weight. Some people lose weight in the thighs, then the face, then the arms. Then the last place is the belly.
Mm.
So that is the natural way.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do to change that.
Mm.
But if your goal is very specific, I just want a flat stomach, my arms to be trimmed, that's it. Mm. Then go through that route.
Okay.
But will you be able to sustain it? Because you're still going to eat. If you still have your bad eating habits, you're not active, you have a bad relationship with food.
Mm.
Yes, you will look good. Of course, they've cut the fat, they've removed the fat, they've removed it.
Mm.
But you're more likely to gain it back because you didn't learn what needs to be done to maintain it. So regardless if you go through the cosmetic route, you're still going to have to come back to the natural route of finding sustainable ways to eat for your goal. If it could be weight gain, weight maintenance or weight loss, and build relationship and build habits for that specific goal.
I'm going to ask you after our rapid fire question session around... Like, where do you start, Kupan? I hear you saying nausea. You have to make not nausea only. Anyone who's
everybody
listening and watching,
everybody,
because now it's going. Why does it feel personal? Okay, I keep on hearing you. You know, you have to start right, or you have to get your mind right. You have to make the decision.
Mm.
But I want it also to be very practical.
Yes.
Do I need to go home right now and get rid of all that junk in my cupboard? do I need to go and buy, you know,
supplements? Yeah.
Like, where do I start? I need a practical, you know, step by step, just even five, if you can. Where do I need to start? I think that will help someone that's out there that wants to start one. But yeah, nausea, I don't know what happens. I get in there and then I come back, right? But before then, I want us to play my favorite game. It's called Rapid Fire Questions.
Good.
Don't think too much about it. First thing that comes into your mind.
Mm.
Okay. Most ridiculous beauty or fitness trend you've seen online?
The egg diet, cabbage diet, soup diet. Those are the craziest ones that I've seen.
But they work.
But for how long?
Okay.
For how long?
One beauty product you bought because it was trending.
I think that's protein water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, protein water.
Mm.
Yeah.
I never bought that. I never bought.
What was your go-to? product?
Probably like a running shoe that I saw online that everyone was crazy about.
Did it work?
No. Favorite healthy snack?
Biltong.
Is it healthy?
All protein.
Salty?
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah. Your secret guilty pleasure?
Drinking a fizzy drink from the bottle out of the fridge.
Sis.
Yeah, that's something I'm trying to get rid of, but I live alone, so it's like, it's mine.
Okay, that's fine then.
You know.
Mine would be like a really good slice of cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had cake yesterday.
Aren't you on a journey to lose all the weight?
But who said I must restrict myself?
Yo. Okay. I'm gonna have a piece of cake today because Galogo coach said we can. Okay. Your go-to self-care ritual?
Self-care? Oof.
Oh, tell me you do self-care.
I do, but I would say constant reminders of who I believe I am. So that could be getting new frames.
Okay.
That could be buying healthy foods. Mm-hmm. That could be telling myself I'm going to do something and actually do it.
Okay.
Constantly reminding myself of who I think I am.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Chic attire or workout clothes?
I'll say workout clothes because I'm...
Funny enough, I've never seen you in like proper workout clothes. You know the Instagram workout clothes must, like the tights and the shorts.
I'm all into all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is my uniform. This is what I wear all the time. I could wear it in jeans. I could wear it in tracksuit pants. I could wear it in shorts. This is my uniform. I could dress it up. I could dress it down.
So you can literally go work out in that?
Yeah, I can.
Sure.
I can hit the streets right now and start running the way I am.
Yeah, man, like, look, part of my motivation to go to the gym is really, really nice pair of pants.
Yes.
Or tights.
Two-piece.
Yeah, two-piece.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
But it works.
It works.
I know. Once you put on that outfit, you're like,
right, let's get on it.
Let's go.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I ask you to give me 5 points where someone that is watching or listening wants to get into this health journey, wants to feel better about themselves, but they don't know where to start. 5 things. Where do we start?
Oh, okay. The first actionable steps you can start with. Start with an active habit, meaning you're actually moving your body that is easy to sustain and that you like.
Okay.
Some people don't like the gym. Mm-hmm. A lot of my clients don't like the gym. They don't like the thought of sweating. Mm-hmm. So what do? We can walk, right? Walking has many great benefits. It has, you don't need a gym membership. You don't need shoes. You can walk anywhere. You walk everywhere anyway. Just walk. Mm-hmm. But some people could be doing swimming, joining an aerobics class, anything that you feel like I could do this because I genuinely do it. Mm-hmm. I genuinely like it. Could be Zumba. Mm-hmm. If you like dancing, humble jive, you know, that will help you start burning the calories. And if you do it consistently, your body has no other option but to lose the weight. And then usually in 2 weeks, that's when you can start seeing and feeling something.
Mm-hmm.
That is the motivation that tells you that this thing clearly works. Let me push harder. So instead of going to the gym, find a habit, an action habit that you like. For most people, walking is the easiest one.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Number one, stick to it every day.
Okay.
Monday to Monday.
Okay.
Even on your birthday.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, once you start feeling like I'm improving, I am losing, I feel better, energy, right? Let's go to the foods.
Okay.
Everybody knows where they fall off with foods. Some people it's the alcohol, some people it's the portions, some people it's the random eating, right? Pick one habit that you want to adjust or completely remove.
Okay.
If it's alcohol, you want to remove it, cool, remove it. If you want to adjust it, maybe instead of having 2 bottles, have 1 bottle. Instead of having like a normal cider, have a cider light.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing that consistently.
Okay.
Number three, track your progress. You need to track your progress on a daily basis and a weekly basis.
Okay.
On a daily basis could be how many steps did I walk? Oh. If my goal is 7,000 steps, did I really hit 7,000 steps? If I did, I'm actively moving forward. Track your progress on a weekly basis. Pictures. Pictures are the best ones because the scale can kind of lie. And the scale, a lot of people...
Don't say that.
It does lie sometimes. There's members and my clients who the pictures like you are losing, but the scale is stuck. What's going on?
Okay. Can it also be the other way around where I can see the scale is moving and then actually I'm not losing weight?
That's when you need a second eye, a professional eye. A lot of my clients say the same thing, coach, I'm not improving. Then I say, but look at your waist from this angle. Look at the, maybe this part here, the fat underneath your armpits. Look at your bra. Your bra is a bit more loose. And they're like, oh, yeah, now I see it.
Mm.
So it's important to get that second eye,
okay,
hopefully from somebody who's a professional.
Sure.
Pictures are very important. Number four, you are going to need some sort of help for you to get to the next level.
Okay.
How you start your journey usually won't be how you end your journey.
Mm.
Once you start your journey, realize there's a lot of stuff you still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you need to consult with a professional or a friend who's done what you're trying to do, right? Who has lost the weight, go talk to that friend. How did you do it? Did you eat like this? Did you do that? Consult and make sure you pay, because the heart follows the pocketbook. People who pay, they tend to pay attention. I give free advice all the time.
Okay.
People don't use it because it's for free.
Oh, okay.
But if I say, okay, for me to give you this advice, pay X amount, you are forced to pay attention.
Okay.
So I'd encourage anybody, go talk to a professional, pay that consultation so that you pay attention and you apply the tips.
Mm.
Number five, find a way to enjoy the journey. It's a journey for a reason.
Mm.
It's a journey of becoming.
Yeah.
Don't always look at, if only I lose 20 kgs, look at it like, wow, actually today I wasn't craving at all.
Mm.
I did well. Wow, actually I can finally go to my favorite clothing store and get what I like.
Mm.
You know, wow, I don't longer have that thing of, if only I could go to the gym. No, I go to the gym now. I'm actively living the lifestyle. So those are the actionable steps. But those actionable steps will never work, right, if you don't have that desire.
Yeah.
But that desire has to be so strong. It has to be an emotional attachment.
Mm.
Just like, let's say, saving money is hard.
Yeah.
But it's a good goal.
Yeah.
So if your goal is to save money, you might achieve it, you might not achieve it. But if I ask you, okay, what are you saving for? Mm. Are you planning to get married next year? Are you planning to take your kids to school? Do you want to get another car? That strong emotional attachment is going to push you through.
Mm.
So before you start your actionable steps, ask yourself, why are you losing weight? Is it just for vibes? Is it just for the summer? Or you actually want to change your life?
I want to see myself in a bikini.
See? You see? It works. Because you can already see and feel.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm at that beach.
Hello.
The sun, the bikini, the pictures. You can feel it. So you need that emotional attachment.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't have it, forget about it.
But you know what I appreciate about you? So when you started now the journey of losing all the weight,
mm-hmm.
I was expecting already immediately afterwards to eat like salads,
mm-hmm.
Drink water all the time,
gym membership,
all the works. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was like 2 days after, I saw you still eating rice, still eating some potatoes.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But what you just explained now is that it's a journey.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the mistakes that we do, is that, I'm going to lose weight, then tomorrow get rid of everything, only to like literally bring them back or buy them again a week later.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. So how do you define a health journey or just overall wellness and health beyond how you appear and the weight loss? Because Imna, if you tell about health, immediately how much weight have you lost and how do you look?
Mm.
But then there are those people that are much curvier than I, but they're also more healthy than I am.
Mm.
So how does that work?
I think it comes from firstly how you feel, how you feel in that journey, or how you feel generally. You know, will tell you, are you moving? Because you cannot lie to yourself.
Mm.
You may have, let's say you have a curvy body, flat stomach as a lady. You look good by societal standards. You look, you don't need gym. But if you have the brain fog, the sluggishness, the bloat, then it does not matter how you look. So generally, I believe how you feel should dictate if you should maybe start the journey, continue the journey, adjust the journey. Because it's bigger than just numbers on the scale.
Mm.
It's bigger than eating broccoli.
Mm.
It's bigger than doing all the squats at the gym. It's bigger than that.
Okay.
So my entire approach, it's more habit-based, more identity-based, more journey-based. Instead of remove this, you cannot do that, because that never really works.
Yeah, It becomes a habit. I get it. It's a journey, people. We're not going to lose 10 kilos in a few weeks. We have to appreciate the journey and making sure that we make the right decisions consistently.
Yes.
Hey, don't get me started, please.
Mm.
We're only trying.
But you're doing it. That's another thing. People say they are trying. It's like they don't believe that they following the lifestyle you're doing. A lot of my clients say, I'm trying, coach. But no, you're not trying. Just a week ago, on a Wednesday, or let's say on a random day, you'll just eat whatever that you want. But now you're a bit more intentional.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you want to eat.
True.
So you're not trying anymore. You are doing it.
No, see, you are doing it. Guys, whoever is listening or watching, you are doing it. You're going to get this right. Okay, just before we end off, tell me about the snacks. The first one, can you start with the fizzy drink?
So, let me see. So, let me start from here.
Okay.
So, this was my go-to snack or drink for the longest time.
Okay.
Before I became a stroller.
Yes.
Before my weight gain journey.
Yes.
I would drink this whenever this was my go-to. I wouldn't have to force myself.
Sure.
I would eat this with meals, middle of the night. This is what I would have.
Yes.
Okay. But I made the decision that I'm going to weight gain.
Okay.
Not for me, but for my for the good cause.
How selfless.
You know?
Okay.
You know, follow me like
Jesus. Oh, my word.
I'm the weight loss Jesus. So,
yeah.
I told myself that, okay, for me to gain the weight, what do I need to do?
Hmm.
I need to consume this. Right?
Mm.
And as much as this is very, let's just say toxic, let's say it's very bad, but I'm still doing it for a good cause. Transformation, the first action for you to transform is the hardest.
Mm.
Your brain, your body, your environment is saying, no, no, no.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Okay.
But for the good cause, you still have to do it.
Mm.
Okay? And then the first week was the hardest. This is like when you start your weight loss journey.
Mm.
First week is the cravings. The knees are sore, you're lazy, you're tired. But over time, if you expose yourself to that environment, and that's when it gets better. So
yeah.
The first week was the hardest. Second week got a little better. Third week, fourth week, I was drinking this all the time. This is all I craved. The only time I would have water touch my lips was when I brushed my teeth. Because this is all I craved. And then became my lifestyle.
So guys, is it that bad?
Yes.
Okay.
So now I'm in a transitional period.
Okay.
Right? This is still my go-to, right? Only last week, I started craving this because I changed my environment.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
So everything, when it comes to your goal, that first step that you have to take is always the hardest.
Mm.
So when I started my weight loss journey, when I had a sip of this, it tasted bad.
Bottle of fizzy drink.
Yes.
Mm.
I didn't like it. But what did I do? I set up my environment for me to like this. So instead of having more of this, I started having more of this. And now I'm in that transitional period where I'm starting to crave this. And less of this.
Okay. Because I'm also in my journey of being a better person.
All right.
I've taken the decision that I'm not going to have this fizzy drink.
Okay.
I'm going to have this.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to share. Okay. I'm judging you.
Why are you judging me?
Also, I said.
Yeah.
What the when are you on your journey of becoming a Scott?
Hey, Lamina, I'm not going to restrict myself.
Sure.
There's a way to do it. It's a lifestyle. What's the whole point if I'm going to restrict myself? And I look good. And then I gain the weight back after.
So how many do you have now a day?
Remember, I come from 2 liters to now maybe 500.
A day?
It's better than 2 liters.
Sure.
It's better than 2 liters. Let's have a cheers.
Cheers. Anna, I feel like I know you're a fitness coach, but guys,
you
I don't want.
You must do.
Yes.
Ne?
Yeah.
People, take the time to go to my cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
To more and health and fitness and.
Thank you.
Nice bodies on the beach.
Thank you. Please.
You know. Guys, take the time to go to my social media before this entire journey.
Okay.
Everything that I've spoke about, I'm living it now.
Mm.
About sustainable weight loss. You don't have to be... My coaching style is that I help my clients lose weight without gym, diet, or supplements.
Mm.
So we still live more or less a normal lifestyle.
Okay.
But now we're more intentional with what you're trying to do.
Sure.
So with the walking, everybody walks. Everybody walked from their house to here.
Yes.
Right? But how many steps did you walk? That's the question.
Mm.
Once you know how many steps did you walk, what's your target? Another one is fasting. Most people tend to skip breakfast.
Yes.
Right? But if you do it consistently without restricting yourself, that means you're less likely to overeat because now you didn't have breakfast. So you do a bit of fasting. The third one is tracking calories. That's another habit. Tracking calories gives you the freedom to eat and drink whatever that you want. But with the right portions, because now you see exactly how many calories you're consuming so that you can make a better decision for yourself. I only work with, can I just close it off?
Yes, please.
I only work with adults. I don't force anybody to do anything.
Hey,
you see, I don't say,
I
hey,
know.
Pools are in. I'll never say that. I'm just going to say,
yes.
Okay, you drank this.
Yes.
You look at the calories. Do you think these calories will help you get closer to your goal? Yes or no? Yes, they will help me. Okay, how are you going to change it? I'll drink less this time. Well, next time I have a zero. I have a zero sugar.
Let me be honest, ne? I'm still overcoming battles in my mind, ne? So while I'm still on the right track, I'm on the let's do it. I don't want to backtrack. That's my reasoning for shying away. While today is still a good day, you are not craving it, don't do it.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. You're on the right track.
I'm so proud of myself. Listen, thank you so much.
Thank
I
you.
have learned a lot. Once again, I think the aha moment was it's a journey.
Yes.
It's a journey. We put unrealistic expectations
Of course.
and all these pressures on ourselves. I want to lose 20 kilos. And then when you've not lost anything this week, then no, I'm not doing this anymore. I've done everything that I needed to do, but I'm still not losing the weight. It's a journey.
Of course.
Okay. Something I've learned today, Nozi, it's a journey. You're not going to lose the 10 kilos that you want in about 2 weeks, but it's going to get there. Thank you
Yes.
so much for coming through.
Thank
I
you.
wish you all the best.
Yes. Thank you.
Next time I see you,
Six pack.
we're
Yeah.
na Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have learned something. Please catch this episode and many other episodes wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Until next time, my name is Nozibele Kamganamayaba. It's been real. Don't hold back where we say it loud.
Don't hold back. Say it loud.